We're three young white dudes talking about what's in the news, sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful Podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Leo here. Just wanted to get this little prologue out of the way before this episode. This week, the Chicago Cubs did something they haven't done in 108 years. They are now World Series champions. Go Cubs, go. I would love to sing, but I'm a little under the weather right now. But this episode, we're going to be basically just featuring a lot of other recordings that we did when Brian, myself, and Josh, the boys of Normally Normal, took a trip back in August to Chicago. We went there for a restaurant reunion. I know it sounds crazy, but we all worked at the same place, the Grand Lux Cafe in downtown Michigan Avenue, and really grit our teeth, really learned who we were as people, and made a lot of the great friends that we have and what makes Chicago so great. There's a lot of great people that show up. Justin Morrow, Billy Cassano, Christina Demos, Leslie Shores, April Mettler. A lot of great people we're just talking to, and just you get to really hear, you know, who we are and, you know, why we love Chicago so much. So the audio itself is a little rough. That's on me. I recorded with a little recorder I bought the week before. Thought it would work in loud bars. I did my best to edit that down. But, you know, there's a lot of great stuff. It's great to hear some stories from Justin about just how dumb we were back then. But, yeah, it's really cool. And this is kind of more of just a celebration episode. So I'm excited to share our love for Chicago with some people. I'm excited to get this out. You know, I love you all. I love Chicago. Love the Cubs. Congratulations. Without further ado, our Chicago episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Leo Aberkovic Jr. It's Brian, say hi.
Hey, I'm another one of your hosts, Brian fucking Colbert Kennedy.
Another host!
Welcome back. We were wondering where you were.
Jesse.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're hanging out here in where, guys?
We are in Chicago, Illinois.
Yay!
That's in the U.S.
It's in America.
We've had so
Trump country.
Trump country, ladies and gentlemen. We've been here for one evening so far. Brian, would you call it a success?
That was an incredibly fun night.
For those listening that don't have the pleasure of being here on this couch next to me and Brian, Josh is rolling around. Looks like he bought way too much. And then over to my right is...
Josh, throw me one of those dildos.
Nice, bro. And then to my right, we have Brian, who is shirtless but wearing, like, nice pants.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. So he looks... Man, I should buy deodorant.
I woke up like this.
I forgot.
Power beads.
Oh, what? In your deodorant?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
So there's going to be, like, beads of shit in your pits?
Yeah.
Nice pits, bro.
Did you know that, like, the Axe, like, exfoliating stuff is super bad for you? Because it gets inside of like your bloodstream. And
deodorant in general is bad because it's loaded with aluminum, which clogs your pore so that you don't sweat. But then the aluminum gets inside your body. But listen, I don't want to stink like a fucking bitch.
Also, in the background, if you can hear this, don't give us a copyright strike. We're listening to the Stranger Things. What is? How are you doing? Are you streaming? What is this?
It's just a video I found that's like this song for an hour.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, the soundtrack officially came out now.
All right, now Josh is almost getting, I don't know, he's not taking his shirt all the way off, which I'm not okay with.
Yeah.
So we had a first night. We went to, I guess, a lot of places. Let's see, you know what? I'm going to see if I can name them all.
Starting now. Go.
Rudy's.
First place we went.
Rudy's.
Yes.
You guys got haircuts?
We got Rudy's, though. Rudy's.
Yeah, we got haircuts.
Some cool bar and grill. Then we went to, ooh, nice, nice, Brian, nice, nice white flag. Brian's waving that white flag.
White flag. I surrender.
Then we went to Chicago.
The Chicago Athletic Association.
But it's also a hotel, which is weird. I don't know. Maybe it was just a
hotel, game room, super fancy bar,
yep.
Lobby bar.
Fine dining restaurant that Josh is going to buy his ribeyes at.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Josh.
Okay.
Okay, then we went to a bar. Man, I don't even know the name of that bar. I could describe it, but I don't know the name of it. The giant one where we watched the game on our walk.
Bucky's.
Okay, we went to Bucky's.
Oh, right. I think it was Bucky's.
Definitely not Bucky's. And then we went to the underneath the Tribune.
Howls and Hood.
Howls and Hood Tribune.
I'm failing miserably at this. I 100% don't remember anything about that.
Really?
I don't think so.
You don't remember stealing our phones and slapping them on the ground?
Remember the green lid of a pot and smelling it?
Yes. Yes, I did. I love the way shit smells. Smelling is my favorite sense. What are your guys' favorite sense? Touch?
My two cents.
Nice. Question over.
Yeah. Then we went to Butch McGuire's.
Yes,
which is super fun.
Where you wanted to go for a while,
and I'll probably go back there at some point because I do want to try the ribs that our B-list Rocky.
Oh my god, we should eat
offered
food
us. Now. Yeah,
we gotta eat food.
I'm pretty hungry,
guys. We are hungover. We didn't sleep enough. Last night was crazy, and we're about to go hard.
Yeah, we're about to just redo it.
As we're talking to you, we're drinking beer.
And then we
it's
went
11 a.m.
And then we went to Timmy O'Toole's after hanging out at Shores' house, Leslie Shores.
And that there is where we found, like, I don't know, 30, 20,
so amazing.
25, 30 people that so, we used to work with.
I saw Kevin Logan, which I was excited
yeah.
about. I didn't expect to see him.
He was one of the first people we saw.
Michael and, you know, obviously Josh was like, how should he? Half expecting, maybe, like,
full expecting.
We had not chatted with them in so long and full expecting to say, oh, you know, we broke up or something. She's like, nope, 9 years.
Yep, today's
9 years.
That day was their 9 year anniversary.
That's
pretty
awesome.
His name, Michael. I forgot his name.
Yeah, he's super he's cool. And then, no one listens. And then,
no one listens.
And then, what else do we do? I think we just came home. So, like Brian said, we're gonna go get fucked. We're gonna lose our minds. We're gonna go get some food. I'd like to eat something really gross. Hopefully,
hey,
make me feel good.
This is the first time that Leo, Josh, and Brian have been in Chicago together in almost 6 years.
Yeah, and that's our fourth guy that's in our apartment telling us that.
Yeah,
he's because he called himself by Brian.
Yeah,
you did say.
How'd you get in here, Craig?
How'd you get in here? Was that one of the?
It's me, Craig.
Okay, was that one of the seven keys that we have?
God, we have so many keys. That
We're staying actually in a really nice place. It's a lot of good things about it.
Yeah, thanks to Josh. Josh booked this for us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we paid, so we all booked together. But he did find it. Well, he searched. he hit one button on hotels.com.
I gave him my credit card.
Yeah. So we're gonna go hard today. Where are we going?
We are right now heading. We're heading to Wrigleyville, which is our old stomping grounds.
Yeah, we're gonna do Trisha Crawl 2.0.
We're gonna see Trisha Crawl 2.0 on the way to Wrigley. We're gonna stop at Tilted Kilt.
Yep,
because we love boobs.
Yep,
and then literally, who knows what the day will bring?
Yeah. So,
well, except for the thing tonight.
So we kind of know.
So
we have a plan.
We actually do have a plan. Yeah. Sorry.
At 6, we're going to a bar called the Northside. Oh, nice. PBR, good choice.
Northside Wicker Park for what will be an enormous reunion.
Yep. And it's, we have a $500 tab, but if last night was anything, and Brian, the way Brian's been pulling 20s out of his wallet, that should
so
be no.
So many 20s have left my wallet, I don't
know. By the way, we have to make sure that, like, we don't go to the bar and pay cash or anything with this thing. We have to, like, be on her tab
and give
her money.
And this is a conversation that does not need to be recorded.
No, we're just making sure.
Brian, this is, I actually brought two of these, but one is already gone because for all the Walgreens, I've been trying to throw you a can.
Oh, 21 flights. All right, guys, so next time we check in, it'll be at one of those places we just talked about. Or we'll forget, and then we'll probably just talk to a bunch of Chicago people later tonight, and you will all get to hear that.
Like, hey, it's the next morning. Totally forgot to record that.
Yeah.
Got super wasted. We're back.
All right, everyone. Bye.
Bye. For now.
We're at Merkel's right now. This is Leo. And Brian.
Doing that. That's crazy. Hey, what's up? What's up?
Josh.
Hey, this is Josh.
Hey, we got Justin Morrow.
Hello.
Hello, Justin. Brian, my good friend.
Friend,
who is now living in D.C. Say exactly what you just said.
What did I just say?
About how much you love our podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I 1,000%.
You do a podcast?
Aw, oh, damn it.
No!
This is getting weird.
That's good.
All right, so I appreciate it. We're at Merkel's. Last time we checked in, we had not left our house yet. Apparently, I cannot get a full beer or drink around this place. Oh, God. Damn it, this is probably all going on my tab. So I'm pretty excited about it. Brian, I don't know if you want to say it or not, but you are a fantastic pastry chef. Where?
I work in D.C. for a catering company.
Very cool. Very cool. Also being from D.C., I love the city. I love the atmosphere. They're drinking it before I can get it. Sobel, hi.
Hi.
Good to see you. Definitely did not pick that up. What is your favorite thing about, I guess, just being a pastry chef?
I don't know. Doing what I love to do. Something that I can do every single day and appreciate it.
That is probably the epitome of why you do a job. It's like, what am I doing? Can I enjoy it every single day? And if it's fun every single day, it's not work anymore. So I very much appreciate you being a fan of the podcast. I hope all of this is picked up. Are there any last words?
I appreciate you doing whatever this is over here. It'll be fun to be on your fun little podcast.
Fuck yeah. So,
will you order a beer so we can drink it?
From Merkel's, I have not had... Zobel, I have not had a... I had one sip of the Moscow Mule, and then I ordered a Lagunitas, and these fucks charge me for nothing.
Why would I drink it? I have my own.
By the way, this is all on the podcast. I'm staring at Melissa Zobel.
High school, yeah. And there's a pie sitting back there.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's that for? So he goes, oh, Leo's going to put that in your face. And I was like, okay, cool. He's going to put this in my face. I'm going to get him back.
He's dumbass.
So, so I'm walking through the kitchen back to my room, and he's standing there, like, Leo, can I get a picture of you? He goes, yeah, sure, buddy. So I go like this, and they go, all right, one, two, three. As I said three, I smashed it in his face. He got so mad at me that he's like wrestling with me, ripped my shirt. Like, he's like legit mad. And then, like, all of a sudden, just as that happened, after he ripped shirt, he's like, bam, back to calm. Another picture together, good time, laugh it off. I was so, because the one thing for me is fucking pie in the face.
You're gonna do it to me.
I know, but like, I didn't know that. But for me, I'm saying like,
I remember that. Because my big ass TV,
Spider-Man.
I had just bought it like 2 days prior to the party, and then pie went on my TV screen. I was like, oh. Okay. But it all came off.
Yeah, so for me it's like, fuck, like I don't have a lot of triggers, but I learned what one of them was.
Pie in the face.
When I got a pie in the face, I was like, I will kill you!
I have a picture,
though you're way stronger than me.
Is it because of the pie?
What if it was pumpkin pie?
It's just shit in the face. I don't like getting my face like with shit on.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's like too much, literally, and so that I think that's what it is. I don't know. I've never gotten a pumpkin pie in the face.
Yeah.
Please don't go buy a pumpkin pie and try to throw it in my face.
But wouldn't it be so funny if it was like
just like one type of,
and just, you were like, oh, that's fine.
That's fine. Just one type of pie. It's like what I hate. It's just a Cool Whip pie.
Yeah, just one type of pie is the worst thing in the world. Fuck, I could see that.
Here's the birthday.
I'm just curious. Are you going to do Josh now?
I think... Oh, God damn it. Where did you find that?
That's on my Facebook page.
Oh, dude, I'm probably irate right now. By the way, that's my fucking computer back there, too. If I get shit on it, that's why it died.
No, your computer's...
God!
Your computer's way further back. That's the door. I got on the door.
Oh my God, look how fucking satisfied you are right now. Look how satisfied you are.
I've seen my TV with pie all
over. Let me see Josh's face. Oh yeah?
Oh, there's pie on my brain.
You're definitely looking in opposite direction.
You better be.
This is post-fight. Me licking the pie off your face.
God. But you still wanted to fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are at Northside. Having a great time. We're having a blast. They're looking at pictures of Chicago. This is Justin and Josh.
This is when you sat in the back of the chair and kept kissing my head.
Oh, dude.
We were watching the Packers game.
That, you're right. That was head kiss night. Do you know that last time I was here, I apologized to Michael Ryder because I was standing in front. Excuse me, miss. Are you dropping it like it's hot?
I was dropping it like it's hot.
Ladies and gentlemen, Leslie Shores, we were at a house last night. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Tired.
Good. You're tired? Why are you tired?
Are you recording that?
Yeah.
Why are you tired?
Why? Because I partied last night, man.
Look at us.
I'm being shown a picture.
Nikki.
And this might have to be the oh my god. I am so fucking gone. It's the worst.
Is your hair dye black? Is your hair dye black in that picture?
Oh, for that picture, probably. You probably did it. All right, guys. I'm going to let you go until I... you know what? Fuck it. Billy. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
I love every second of you. You're a fantastic human being. You travel the world. Is there any advice for people that do not travel?
Advice for people that do not travel? Yeah. That do not want to travel?
Nope. That do not travel, but maybe want to.
That maybe want to. Yeah. I mean, I think it all depends, right? Like, it's all across a variety of people, but I would say that if you're feeling reluctant, start small. Just do some shit, like create an adventure. Do something that's different. Every day, like just do something that's different. And if you're, you know, if you're hanging around with people that fucking suck, I mean, I guess that's a subjective term, right? But like, straight up, a lot of times I feel like I watch people get stuck in relationships, not necessarily romantic ones, but, you know, traps, right? That to me is more important. And actually, this is why. Travel is a great metaphor for life. Traveling is all about who you do it with. So like, don't worry about travel. Live your life with people that are badass. That's what I would say.
It's awesome. Billy, name every single country you've been to.
If you can.
I know it's a fucking shit time.
It hasn't been that many. You know, I studied in Spain, so I did like a real, you know, like the Euro rail thing. So I hit up a bunch of countries in Europe, probably 6 or 7. And then I was just recently in Asia, did Indonesia, Cambodia, and Thailand. And then a different trip, I did Japan and China. So I don't know. It's probably like 15, 16
one of
countries,
my,
maybe.
Billy, one of my favorite things about you was even when I met you, you were traveling. Nonstop. You were like, hey, I just went to China.
Oh, right, right.
It was fucking fantastic. Even when I met you, which was, fuck, I don't know, 8 years ago, you were still traveling.
Yeah, I think exactly 8 years ago.
You're doing that now, and it's like, it's, you've been doing what you want to do for fucking ever.
Well, but don't you think, okay, so at some level, everybody's doing that, right?
For sure.
Everybody's kind of doing what they want
for
to
sure.
do. You know?
But to your extent, and you say that, but it's like, Josh over here, my love, hey Josh, has never been outside the United States.
Okay.
You have so much more.
Okay, but I just heard last night that he wrote, directed, and produced a work. I'm not sure exactly what it was. I think called it a sizzle or something.
Yep.
Like, to me, that's fucking amazing. That's a trip.
Yeah.
Like, think about it.
Okay.
That is a trip.
I'm with you on that one.
I want to talk to you know, to me, like, my if you call it a philosophy, it's like really, you know, understanding, like, what is it? Like, what is it that you want to do?
And that's something you're so good at, is determining your philosophy or whatever it be. And I read your stuff, and a lot of people might, you know, Facebook fucking sucks. But when I read your stuff, I stop. And I actually read. Because you're such a different person than, like, so if I run across 99% of the people that are here, I'll read those stuff and be like, haha. When I come across your stuff, I stop and I read and I look and I understand, because I know who you are. And if I don't, I understand your philosophy, and it's like, I want that. I want whatever you're looking at, whatever you're thinking, whatever you think is worth sharing, I want a piece of it. So that to me is, that's huge. So I'm just throwing that out.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a, Jason Silva, I follow very closely. I'm a big fan of, like, Charlie Munger and his way, Tim Ferriss, and they talk about memes, right? Like, we think of memes as, like, something that's kind of funny.
It's funny internet
right.
meme, yeah.
But, like, I can't think of his name. The guy that wrote Selfish Gene, Richard Dawkins, I think, he coined the word meme as kind of like an analogy, yeah, of, like, information versus what a gene is. So really,
in a way, if you look into some of these like futurists or people that have this mindset, it really comes down to, it's almost like we have a responsibility to share memes that will propagate a better story for humanity or our community or whatever. There's a great photo.
For those listening, Billy just got interrupted by a shot of Josh wearing a goddamn Superman outfit with nothing but underwear
and a cape.
And it was like a drawn-on dog.
Goddamn.
That was
like the most lovely conversation we were just having. It was just completely thrown off.
Which is perfect though, right? Because that's a meme.
Yeah.
Like that itself was important enough to enter our conversation.
You must see this.
Which also illustrates our control over the whole situation. We don't have control. We have influence, but we don't have control necessarily, right? So, like, my point is, if I'm sharing some shit, I'll share some dumb shit, don't get me wrong. But, like, a lot of times, it's like, man, I hope someone can, like, take this in and be like, whoa.
Every time I've ever seen you share something, I'm the one who's like, fuck, I need to see this. So don't ever say you're sharing dumb shit. Like,
well, I do, though. I'm sure I do.
Facebook fucking sucks, so everyone's sharing dumb shit.
Yeah.
All right, guys, well, that was Billy. Billy, where can people find you?
Shit, find me. I guess you can find me on Twitter, B Cassano, BCASSANO.
It's me and John Lester.
I think that's it. Cool. Maybe Instagram, WM Cassano.
Cool. Shout out. If you're looking for a man, if you're looking for a man, that's it. Stop. Hard stop. I was going to say, if you're looking for a man who travels the world and gives you fantastically amazing advice, but
it won't be like travel advice though. Just so you know,
just you know what? If you're looking for a man,
if you're looking for a man.
All right, well, we'll be back with more. We're hanging out at Northside. We're totally sober.
Josh, your butthole just touched mine.
What?
Josh, your butthole just touched mine. Josh, how are you?
Hi, there's all this meat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
April.
Hi.
What's up, Leo?
How are you?
I have a really loud voice.
I know, I can tell.
I can pretend.
How are you?
Fine.
That's it? Just hi. How are you? What do you do?
What do I do?
Baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. They're singing,
go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna National League.